Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Mostly joining me again is Annika, Sky, Brian, Walker, O. Along with her, the tumor she's growing inside of her
eye. Yeah, I have a tumor in my right eye.
It'll be like...
every time I get stressed out.
What was the movie where there was like the little guy growing out the side of his head?
Yeah.
Oh. What's that? Starman Michael Gaines is here.
It's not a tumor.
It is. Maybe Men in Black. We'll just keep working on that. Maybe it'll come with something by the end of the show. Eric Rice is on assignment in London, so he will not be joining us.
It's a little late for him over there. It's like, what is it, 5
it's
in the morning?
Early, I think.
Yeah, it's like, I can't do the math.
He's 3 or 4 in the morning. 4 in the morning, 16 o'clock.
Yeah, something like that. Although he seems to be getting up pretty early.
It's 4:44.
We saw he posted some pictures from the Doctor Who experience.
Oh, yes. I'm very jealous.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So this has been a make Starman jealous kind of week.
A few months.
How so?
Hey, I want to see a life-size TARDIS.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hang out with a bunch of doctors?
You want to hang out?
I'm going to build one this summer.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hang out with Tron? No, we're going to do that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you want to hang out with Grant Imahara? Too bad, we're doing that. We went to WonderCon. That was another thing.
That was awesome.
That we did that you didn't do. yeah, it was. It was pretty fun. I ended up going all 3 days. Originally, I was only going to go on Saturday. And then I couldn't stand it, so I went on Friday and took a bunch of pictures and looked at all the nerds. And the chicks seem to be getting hotter over time. Maybe because I'm just getting older.
You were drunk?
I wasn't drunk. It was. It just seems like... I don't know. Like, the guys are always kind of... I mean, if you see a dude in shape at one of these cons, you know he's probably hired.
Yeah, that's sad. It's like hot chicks at conferences that know everything about a company. You're like, fuck, I wish she wasn't in marketing. Or you're like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
She's so smart.
Right. But the chicks seem to be... I mean, there are definitely some hired chicks there, but or, you know, booth girls or whatever. But it seems like there's more... More and more, you know, chicks that are staying in shape and getting dressed up.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a fun experience. I've met a lot of chicks that were, like, World of Warcraft players that are good-looking, have good hygiene, have decent jobs. They just like to wear awesome outfits.
They like to dress up.
Yeah, and not all of them have to dress up like ladies of the night, I should say. We met a girl that was a pretty attractive, in shape, and well covered. She was wearing a corset, but she was wearing like the fitted, like old style corsets that aren't like Fredericks of Hollywood, you know, just like the.
Well, yeah. We don't know what was on the top because she had the bat breastplate going on.
It looked good.
I was actually going to see if she wanted to be on tonight if you were going to bail, but I don't think she was around.
She's local, right?
Ish.
I assume. She might have
maybe
some
next week.
Interesting
we'll see.
Stuff to say about the
con-ness. I ended up dressing up on Saturday as a thing.
As a thing?
As a stuff I had later on.
A lot of people that wanted to take his pictures.
A lot of people didn't take my picture.
You'll be in the lantern, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was just like I don't even know. It's if you go look at my Google Plus page or my Facebook page, it's basically that was what I'm wearing in that icon and that thing. Speaking of, I think Eric actually had posted this link. Annika was talking about like clothes superheroes there.
Oh, clothes. Yeah,
yeah. Eric posted it. Yeah.
Which I
had seen it. I'd seen it. It showed up in my Google feed a few times.
Yeah, it's someone had went through and did a bunch of sketches of what superhero heroines, I should say, would
look like in actual clothes. Like if their costumes
if they weren't wearing slutty outfits, yeah.
Yeah.
And
a couple of them looked weird. Like, I don't know. Like
Wonder Woman with pants on?
Yeah, well, one of them had like her shirt was also a skirt or something. Like, and her it was weird.
It was probably Supergirl had like
yeah, 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 yeah.
pants on.
Which,
this chick,
you know
I don't
what's
know who
funny?
This is.
I've seen Black. That photo of Supergirl before, and another Google Plus user was claiming that it was a drawing of themselves, and I was like, oh, that's funny. It actually looked like Supergirl, and she's like, yeah, someone drew that of me, and then I looked it up, and sure enough, it was Supergirl.
It wasn't her at all.
No, it was a very popular internet celebrity who claimed that that photo was... Yeah, she claims that it was a drawing of her, and I...
Was it a Google Plus celebrity?
Yes. She's a Google celebrity.
This one could be you. Black Canary one could totally be you.
Oh, yeah, totally. If I had a purple shirt.
That's all
I
we need.
I could wear my epilepsy awareness shirt.
Get a purple shirt. But, you know...
Any blonde could be me. Come on. A white girl, blonde hair. Yeah, she probably looks like me. Does she have green eyes? Because Annie, the comic,
sure, yes.
Does she really?
Annie doesn't have eyes.
Annie? No. Annie, Annie, whatever the little character that...
Orphan Annie?
No. The comic book character that's being written.
Oh, the one of you. The one of you.
Yeah, in fact, I made sure that the writers, Graphation Comics is doing a comic book thing. I went to Chiodo Brothers, which are the guys who did Team America World Police, all the puppets, they're famous puppeteers. And there's a group that's doing a comic book series about me. That's just one of my other little things that I have going on. No, I mean, it's just a little thing.
No, what you meant to say was, that's just one more thing to make Mike jealous.
No. I was going to announce that somebody's actually making a comic book about me, and it's going to be one panel, and it's going to be awesome. Me sleeping.
It's not really a book, then, is it?
It's a
flip book of one panel because you're sleeping.
I'm also announcing that I'm going to be moving to Los Angeles because screw you guys. I'm tired of hearing your stories.
Be on the show.
500 miles away.
Yeah. We'll pull up another chair and make another camera spot.
But anyway, I made sure that...
Actually, there's a window right there. You can sit right outside on the porch, and it'll be like your own little booth.
Or why don't we just get, like, a helmet for the GoPro, and everywhere we go, he could be watching.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well,
we could get Google Glass, but that's
about what it'd have to be.
No. You're not going to know. If you're going to get Google Glass, I'm just disowning you.
You're not going to be part of this project. You're not going to be part of the Explorer program.
Attica's like all mad. She's like, I want one, though.
No, actually, I don't. Build one. I stayed out of that. I didn't even do the if I had a glass. I did it long after, and mine was just saying I wouldn't ask a bunch of strangers on the internet to give me money for something I can't afford. Yeah. I could see, like, I've actually donated money to some people who I just assumed weren't lying. Like, one lady was raising money for another user who had been sleeping on an air mattress with her child for a long time. And she had been in hangouts a lot, and I've met her numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a single mom, and I kind of just felt like she wasn't full of shit. And she wasn't the one who was trying to raise the money, though. Some other user was like, hey, let's all band together for Christmas and get her this mattress, an actual mattress. And they went on Amazon and were able to find really, really, really nice, like, $1,000 mattress for like $300. So a bunch of people pitched in like $10, $15 to buy this person who would not accept a handout. Like, people had offered to send her money, and she's like, no, I'm okay. But we knew she wasn't. So we all banded together and bought her a mattress. And that's the kind of thing I could see maybe if you really like someone, maybe helping them out. But Google Glass, really, do I need to you money so you can afford something?
That, people usually aren't lying about needing a mattress.
Yeah,
it's not like...
that's kind of how I felt. It's one thing to be like, hey, if you guys want to send me like gift cards for groceries.
Need some toilet paper.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, hey, I need food. Please send me a Vons certificate versus...
Wow. Hey, I need some more ham for my soup. Well, speaking of not soup, but we talked about Eric being at the Doctor Who Phantasmium, wherever he was, experience. There was new Who.
There was new Who this week, and it was good. It wasn't. It was not awesome.
I didn't like it.
Some people said it was awesome. I had some reservations about it, mainly in the way the story was written, but. I mean, I'm just a stickler for that sort of thing. But, I mean, was it fun? Yes. Was it good? Yes. Was it awesome?
No. It wasn't fun.
It was a little on the weak side.
I thought so, too. In fact, I kind of, from the get-go, I was like, I had dislikes, even starting with the intro that they changed. And then I just felt like it was, I'm not sold on the new girl. And they're going to have to do a lot of selling if they want to make it work, I think.
Yeah, it's funny that people didn't like Amy Pond. They said that she was one-dimensional and everything. And I don't agree with that at all. And so far, Jenna Louise Coleman, who I think is doing, she's doing a good job. I like her, but her character is not being written well enough yet.
Well, the whole thing they're doing it doing with her, I don't know. I'm kind of I don't know. I liked the fun of the Ponds, even though the end stuff was kind of weird with the Ponds, but. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I'm not going to stop watching it, but you know, we also had some other news about the 50th anniversary, right? Or did we cover that last week?
David Tennant and Billy Piper are now officially going to be on the 50th anniversary special, and there were some stealth shots of them filming yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
a lot of people were saying that those publicity shots that they released of them like in an office were photoshopped.
No, they're not. The BBC released them, and they're still using them. So if it was fake, then they're still using photos. So it's not fake. It's real. The shot that was shown yesterday, there were two shots. One was of the TARDIS, but it looked like David Tennant's old TARDIS. And then there was another shot of David and Billy, and Billy Piper seemed to have a hat on that she was using before the events of Doomsday. So it seems like they're going to cross paths before Rose got...
So maybe like, you know, because this is something they've never done, or have they?
Well, they have. Doctor
goes back in time and sees his old self.
Well, they had movies, two doctors, three doctors, five doctors, where if I remember correctly, because it's been a long time since I've seen them, I think they were sort of pulled together against their will. The way that I'm expecting this to happen is that they're going to cross paths.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be pulled together. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't know either. What else we got? LucasArts is dead.
Disney bought Lucasfilm, including LucasArts, and 150 some odd days. I've been getting messages
about this all
day. This is such a shame, and it's really sad. What I don't like are there are some people that are really jaded about LucasArts because they put out that Kinect Star Wars, which absolutely blew chunks. It was terrible. But they put out some really good stuff. And they were working on this thing called Star Wars 1313, which was supposed to be amazing. And now we don't know what's going to happen with it. Hmm. I don't know where it was. I don't know how finished it was. They can license it out, but it's not going to be done by the same team.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I did get an email about Old Republic today, but I just deleted it because I don't even play that game.
Oh, so did I,
saying that you can only use your login name, you can no longer use your email.
Yeah.
The issue that I have, okay, well, my login name was Annika Skywalker, like it is on every single website, unless some chick decides, oh, haha, this is really funny, let me take this girl's name. Like the girl on YouTube, I'm like, can I have my name? And she doesn't speak English, so it's like, there's that problem. But a lot of my real world friends are following her, and like I'm like, dude, that's not me.
Your real world friends don't know the difference between this other girl and you?
No, they just follow it because they see the name. They're like, oh, this must be Annika, because I've been Annika Skywalker since the inception of the internet. But I guess that I kind of wish you could just like register a name and let it be your name. Because when you're known as a certain name, it's one thing if you just have random names.
Yeah.
But if you're known as a specific name and you've kind of created a brand around that name and you've purchased the website and you've used that name and you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that can vouch that that's kind of the name that you go by.
Oh, yeah.
And then some girl decides, oh, look, it's a Pinterest. Oh, let me take that name because it's really funny and I saw it somewhere.
Every time a new service comes out, you have to register.
Exactly. So then I have to register for all these. Well,
although a lot of them now are just using like Facebook logins or whatever, or Twitter. Mm-hmm. And if you have that, that kind of helps.
But if they have a URL name or like a username of some sort.
Yeah. So these people are losing their jobs, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
What Disney said is that they're going to start using LucasArts for licensing. They're going to license out Star Wars to other houses to do stuff.
Which is kind of
which has worked in the past. you know, Factor 5 and all that, but it's just, it feels like Disney is just killing a lot of stuff. They killed the Clone Wars, now they're killing LucasArts. Not really happy.
They gotta free up money for all those million of movies that they're about to make.
Well, yeah. They also tend to do a lot of merchandising. And my problem is, we've got all these sites like the RPF. We've got all these great little, you know, cosplay groups. And I'm wondering if they're going to try to tighten down the whole, like, if you have a website and you show your Darth Vader outfit that you wore, I know they can't really come find you and sue you, but I'm wondering if they could get a cease and desist and say, you used the word Darth Vader, you used the word lightsaber, we own that, and try to, like, shut people down.
Yeah, because Lucas was good about that.
Oh, Lucas, because they saw it as, this is fan art. These are the people who are going to go see our movies. These are the people who are buying our merchandise. You know, for every thing that I've ever made that's Star Wars related, I've purchased at least two or three licensed Star Wars. Like, even my Darth Vader hoodie I wear all the time.
Sure.
That's licensed. I actually make a point not to purchase unlicensed unless it's an artist. Like, a company made this thing.
This isn't real.
Yeah, it's not a lightsaber. It's a something.
It's an ultra saber.
Yeah, ultra saber. But it looks really cool, and they did a really good job, and it was a pretty good price. They can't call it a lightsaber.
Right.
Well, I tried to buy licensed stuff to support that company, even though they're billionaires, just because, you know, they created it.
Sure.
And also for quality control. I mean, some of it is. I don't want something with the paint small.
Yeah.
So,
No, man, I'm not buying like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to like go to a version of Star Wars. Yeah, like the Darth Vader pinata we saw that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Well,
debatable that it was Darth Vader.
Yeah, if you want to scroll through my Instagram.
You just go to what?
Anakin Skywalker is my name.
It was like a Party City type store.
Yeah. That's right. It was a knockoff Party City.
It wasn't even a real Party City.
It was in Santa Monica. Across campus.
It was Party Village.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Fiesta Village. So,
Fiesta City.
I'm afraid that they're going to try to, like, shut down all these small people.
There's a lot of people that sell parts for building things, and I could see Disney being jerks about that.
I can't see them suing the individuals. I can see them shutting down the sites.
Shutting down, like, the RPF or something? I don't know.
No, I don't. See, here's what's going to happen. They're going to start doing that, and then there's going to be a backlash. And then when the backlash happens, one of two things are going to happen is that people are going to go underground and they're going to do this stuff anyway, or somebody at Disney is going to wake the F up and say, you know what? It worked for Lucasfilm. It kept them popular for all these years. Yeah. And what's going to happen to the entire 501st? Are they going to shut them down?
Yeah, right.
You can't shut down the 501st. You just can't.
Those guys are also buying like the licensed legitimate stuff.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything.
Are they?
For the most part, I think they are.
If they don't make it themselves, they probably are.
Yeah, but where do you find a licensed Darth Vader costume?
Oh, you can get them. You can. They're expensive, but you can find them for less than $1,000.
They're about $700 or $800. Yeah.
But I've never
about $800 is what I saw.
Believe me, I've seen a lot of them in the past 24 hours.
They're legit. They're not going to be like the full on leather, like the $5,000 costumes. Those are like movie quality.
Yeah.
The only way you want to wear something like that is if you have stupid money or you're getting paid to wear it.
All right, so I'm looking on the internet for Star Wars.
The Supreme Ultimate Collector's Edition of the Vader outfit.
I mean, we're not talking about Party City type crap.
It's called like the Supreme costume, Darth Vader Supreme costume.
It might not be leather, but it's good material. And it holds up. It's to spec.
On eBay, you can get one as cheap as like $500, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. Supreme Darth Vader.
It's not going to be movie quality, but it's going to be, I don't know, YouTube.
You know how it is. There are going to be people that are not happy with quality.
Actually, I'm not sure if these are the ones they use or not.
$500, you need to suck it up. And if you can't afford like a couple of grand for a legit.
These come from rubies, it looks like, or rubles or rubies or something. And there's a picture of the dude here wearing it. It looks pretty good. I don't know if these are the ones that the 501st uses, but...
I would go to one of the stores, the Hollywood stores. There's a couple of really good costume shops you and I should go to if you can...
Yeah, because I can't find it.
If you can put your freaking credit cards in the freezer. And then we'll go. Because I'm pretty good about it.
There's a few things I'm looking for. You know how hard it is to find just the Darth Vader pants? It's nearly impossible. We're going to have to make
them. That's not going to be that hard.
No, but I've been looking for
them. Get a pair of well-fitted pants, rip out the seams, and I'll make a pattern out of them.
But like, what's going to happen to the guy that made his car into like an A-wing, or the
people? I don't think they're going to go after those guys.
I think they're going to go after people who promote the sale of. Right.
They may go and find you know, the people that are making molds and cranking them out and selling them. The guys that are making vacuum forms of their Stormtrooper outfit and selling them on eBay. I mean, they're not mass producing them exactly, but they may go after those guys. I could see them doing that. Or even like
that would be a shame, though, because in the end, what?
It would be a shame.
It would be a shame because in the end, Star Wars gets promoted.
Though? Disney, Disney shut down a small, like, daycare school center. I told you about this.
I don't know.
There was a school in some small town, like in Georgia or somewhere. It was in the South. And they had, like, a daycare / preschool. Yeah. And they had used a projector to put Disney characters up on the wall and draw them, and they drew these murals. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess somehow photos ended up surfacing from somewhere, and eventually somebody at Disney found out about it. They sued them and shut them down. Shut down, like, the school. Wow. It was, like, a preschool, and it was, like, really? Over having unlicensed because all the walls were pasted into the characters?
Snopes says this is true.
I remember when it was, like, late 90s, early
2000s. Late 1989.
1989?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was in college when we reviewed this in one of our law
Disney classes. Forced the removal of murals featuring their cartoon figures from the walls of 3 Florida daycare centers. True.
Because Florida, I knew it was in the South.
That's crazy. These figures that
they shut down one of them.
They forced
three of them to take them down. I heard in college, like in law classes. That's why if I'll repeat those kind of things. It's in Florida. Well, you know what happens in Florida ends up all over the internet.
Yes, all the crazy stuff happens in Florida.
I'm reading this. This is ridiculous. They actually shut them down.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why, like, the teacher that I had. Hated Disney. Like, he would just, there were a few companies that he was like, if you're an attorney, like, you know which companies. Disney was one of those ones where he's like, they will sue you like crazy. So that's the only reason I feared them taking over Lucasfilm.
Well, you know, there's these guys that make little pieces for if you're building your R2 or your C-3PO or whatever. And
you can buy 3D components R2. To put together stuff.
Those astromech hobbyist groups.
Yep.
I don't think they'll go after the hobbyists so much as the people that are trying to sell. Because...
Yeah.
How do you make them without selling the parts? That's what
A lot of people find the same things that they use.
Well, what I'm saying is, as far as the law is concerned, I don't think they have a lot of say in you just making something in your own home. They can't shut you down.
It's going to be if you're making money off of
it. It's if you've opened a store or you're selling stuff on a forum.
What you do is you just call it, like, robot part.
Well, people do that too, I guess.
Yeah, but I agree with that. Like, Saber. We know damn good and well when we're buying a light an ultra saber. A lot of places call them a light sword. You know that it's
laser
a
sword.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, I mean, it's like nobody...
You can't even call it a laser sword. That term was used in episode 1.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Anakin. I know light sword is usable. Because when we did our Arduino, we're actually, if anybody here goes to BakeCon, you will see a light sword. And it's going to be called a light sword, and you can make your own light sword with an Arduino and tubes and lights.
If you go to Ultra Sabers, though, you can pretty much make your own there. You can do a lot of custom. I fall asleep, man. All day I've been falling asleep. Check that out. Anyway, other things you can't do is resell your MP3s in case you were trying to do that.
No. A judge said, no, you cannot sell. You cannot resell your MP3s because you're paying for the license to use them. You're not paying for the
So if I'm paying for the license to use them, why do I have to pay another license to play them on the internet?
Well, you're already paying for that. What do you? I don't understand what you mean. Because you're paying, like, if you pay 99 cents for a song, you can play it.
I can play it for myself.
Oh, well, it's like when you buy a videotape. When you buy a videotape, it says license for home use only.
Yeah.
It's like that, which is, I don't know, this whole copyright thing.
Yeah.
I give it 10 years before somebody finally stands up and redoes the whole thing the right way.
You mean in America, because in other countries they're already starting to see all of these lawsuits. It's just like, come on, dude, you make billions of dollars.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm still trying to figure out how internet radio hasn't taken off yet, how a bunch of people just haven't stood up to that.
Well, they did a few years back a little bit because they tried to shut all those down. And they managed to keep that from happening.
Yeah, well.
I remember. I don't know. But, you know, we always have This Week in Robocop News. Thanks, Jeff Patterson. he's got a Robocop helmet now. He's got a Robocop helmet on Jeff. We have some, a little bit of something.
Do we?
Yeah. WhatCulture.com put together 5 reasons why you should be excited about RoboCop 2014.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't read them all, did you?
I skimmed them.
Yeah. Essentially, number 5 was the approach to the plot. While it's not going to be exactly the same plot, it's going to be similar, I guess, or more focused on Murphy's transition from man to machine and how it affects the environment around him and his people around him. The original film didn't treat the subject too seriously, I guess. So I don't we'll see. I don't know if that's getting me excited. The producers, number 4. If I could read it if this massive ad wasn't all over my website. Thanks, whatculture.com. The producers of this film. Among the producers of this film, we find Mike Medavoy, Brad Fisher, Mark Abram, who've worked on such films as Black Swan, Children of Men, Shutter Island, and Zodiac.
Children of Men was disgusting. Like, that movie bothered me.
The executive producer, Bill Carraro, who did The Adjustment Bureau, Frequency, and American History X.
Oh, that was a good one.
That doesn't mean they're all going to be good.
Yeah.
That's not getting me excited either. So, all right.
Yeah, those movies were pretty intense.
Yeah.
Children of Men really bothered me. I just remember there being some very vulgar scenes in it that were just kind of like one of those, like, this.
Number 3 reason to get excited, the actors. You've got the likes of Gary Oldman, Sam Jackson, Abby Cornish, Jackie Earle Harley, Michael Keaton, and Joel Kinnaman, of course, from The Killing.
I haven't seen The Killing. Is it good?
I like that show. Yeah, it was good.
I haven't seen it either.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, the first 2 seasons. I like
it. Oh, that's the one that you were saying. Like,
people had a problem with it.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't. Yeah.
The Killing, and then it's the story of a girl who dies or something.
Right, they're trying to find the killers for...
I didn't see it, but yeah, I know.
It was written well. It's good. I thought it was good. It's not happy. It's not... It had tones of, and just basically, like, the plot was the tones of,
Dexter?
No, Twin Peaks. Just, who killed, Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer.
Yeah, the whole thing is, like, who killed Rosie, I forget what her name was, on the show.
I watched Twin Peaks years ago, and...
it didn't have, like, the camp of, obviously, of Twin Peaks.
Oh, and I tried to rewatch weirdness. It again. Couldn't get past. It's too old.
It is. I tried to watch it after I watched The Killing.
It's like Matlock.
Yeah, and it was just, it seemed really goofy
Murder,
to me.
She Wrote. I'm just like, this television's come a long way since then.
Yeah. Number 2 reason is the writers of this. Apparently, there's some decent writers from people that did The Road to Perdition, 13 Days, Amazing Spider-Man, and Zodiac. It's not really getting me excited. I didn't see Amazing Spider-Man. I don't know.
I did. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the Sam Raimi one.
Yeah, I figured as much. And Jose Padilla doing the directing on this. So, I mean, I'll see it, of course, but, you know. Oh, Evil Dead. Evil Dead's coming out tomorrow.
Yes, and I've been hearing nothing but really good things about it.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. Gary Oldman, who was in the RoboCop movie, has also joined the cast of Dawn of Planet of the Apes, along with Carrie Russell. Remember her?
Oh, I didn't see that news.
She's the one who chopped up all of her hair.
She did at one point, yes.
I don't think she's a very good actress.
She's on Dark Skies. We saw that commercial.
She's too intense.
There's like all those birds hitting the window. It seemed really.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We saw that commercial and we laughed at it.
I don't like horror movies that are just like, bah,
this is some
scare.
TV show. No, there's some TV show. I remember we saw the commercial where we just laughed
at it. I was at the theater when I saw that.
Oh, I don't know. It's a TSC show. Yeah.
I don't like her as an actress.
There's that. Oh, what are we? Oh, there was a Robert Downey Jr. might not be in Avengers 2.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about a month ago saying that he might not be in it because his contract for Iron Man 3 expires after that comes out, and then he can option not to do Avengers 2. And he said, I don't want to disappoint the fans. Now it's coming out. It came out like in the last 24 hours or something like that. It's very strongly stated that he's not going to do it. I'm like, well, where does this come from? Is this a rumor? Because I looked all over about an hour we started recording for something official, and I got nothing official that said that he's off.
Do you think he's just tired? I mean, he's shot a lot of movies in a row. If you think about it, like, he's had some successful movies. He's been on, well, yeah, but I mean, like, he's been on quite a streak. Maybe he's just.
But the thing is that it's one thing to be an actor in a role like this, and then the movies start to dwindle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Superman, right? Remember what happened with that, with Superman 3 and 4? But to be a part of something that's very good and to be the face of something, because I mean, Iron Man was a secondhand character in Marvel, and now all of a sudden they throw Robert Downey Jr. in the role. It elevated the Marvel movies, and now he's going to walk away from it.
He is Iron Man. Like, I can't imagine any other person replacing him. What I meant was, I cannot imagine any reason for him not to take that.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be back. I mean, they could always write it where Iron Man's. I mean, there's different versions of the Avengers too.
What they could do, they could even take some B-roll from. I'm sure what they do is they shoot some scenes for the next movies that could go in any direction because they kind of have the stories a lot. Or they could work some stuff in where he doesn't actually have to be acting in the movie, but they could shoot to him and have, like a scene.
They could CG him flying away.
Or, yeah, I mean, you know, they could have, like, a scene where he's briefly in it, but maybe he has to run off with Penny and go do something in Barbados and can't.
Yeah, that's true.
He's raising a baby or something.
Yeah, I mean, how far off are we from Avengers 2?
Oh, not until 2015. They don't even start filming until
I'm sure he'll be back if they continue to do that. They won't pull a Hulk.
He doesn't end up back in rehab.
Where there's three different Hulks.
That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Almost as ridiculous as Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. No, Bitcoin's doing pretty good. I have friends that swear by it.
But, I mean, what is this thing doing for anybody at this point? It's
like an investment. And hoping that the money is all internet money.
Are you invested in Bitcoin?
I'm afraid of that because if there's nothing backing it.
You are.
Shut up. No. I'm not discussing my financial.
I don't understand how it works. I don't know anything about it. So whatever.
There's some people that are really into it, but I just worry about it because what guarantees do we have that it's going to continue?
Guarantees do we have that AOL was going to be AOL?
Well, that's different. But this is a currency.
eBay was actually going to be around.
It exploded the last few months. Like, it used to be like $33 or $35 per Bitcoin, and now it's like $120 or something like that. So what is preventing this? Like, what is controlling that currency from dropping and then turning into nothing? Like, who do you blame?
Stock.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, the more people that buy Bitcoin, I guess.
Not necessarily. It's more how people
more
feel about
it's worth.
That doesn't. That's what I thought.
Stock, I don't understand.
I
how
thought
it works.
Stocks were like a sliver of ownership in a company. And it's not quite. Stocks or a company's value is based on their stock, as opposed to based on the company's value.
I mean, can you, I guess you can sell Bitcoin and get your money back?
I'm sure that it's, I mean, I don't know the volatility of it. Yeah. I'm not really sure. Like, if it's gone up that much, I'd get out now. I'd just say, look, I made a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm assuming there's buyers and there's sellers, so it's got to be kind of like any other kind of stock.
Yeah. Because tonight.
Bless you.
Ow, my eye just exploded.
Oh, no.
My tumor just popped.
Oh, no.
What's the social stock market thing? Empire? What's it? Something Empire?
Boardwalk Empire or no. Empire Avenue.
Empire Avenue, is that what it is?
I think.
I haven't been on there in so long, I don't even remember. There was one that you could do, you could play stocks on, like, Hollywood movies and actors and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, like too. If they die.
No, no, it's more like...
I've seen those. No, no, there's people that made a lot of money off of them.
No, those are Deadpools. But yeah, this is Deadpool. Like, and you should go watch the Deadpool video from WonderCon, too. That's kind of funny.
Oh,
just,
I
like,
got some great Deadpool videos. Or pictures.
Yeah. There's a bunch of pictures out there. Not a lot of me, because I don't know what everybody did with that took pictures of me. But but we're going to a cosplay con in a couple weeks too, right? I think maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Guess that's
it. Huh? Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's hear about your shows, Starman.
My show is the Infinite Loop Show with Casey on Thursdays, along with World of Warcast with Eric on Thursdays, This Week in Trek with Daryl on Tuesdays, and The Hooniverse with Nicole on Mondays.
All right. And your Twitter is?
At StarMike.
At StarMike. I'm at Langley.
My Twitter handle is Annika O'Brien. All one word.
And do you have anything else you want to plug over there?
Yeah, if anybody has any good remedies for eye tumors.
Oh, did I just lose both of you?
Nope, we're still here. But I'm about to hang up anyway. So that's it, I guess. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Spider-Man, just like I look again.